Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, 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 look who's in the hot seat today.
This is so dumb.
Wait, it says DZ?
This is so dumb.
You're the one who's asking if you're a jerk.
I don't know why I'm doing this again.
I don't either.
Okay.
But let's do it, because this is a very hot topic for a lot of people.
It doesn't involve my wife this time. Well, it
and
does.
I've done this, so I don't know if I can call you a jerk.
It does involve my wife, but not directly. Indirectly. All right.
What is it?
I need to know if I'm the jerk for...
Come on, say it.
Using the vacuum at the car wash.
Say it.
Using the free vacuum at the car wash and not getting a car wash.
Did you pull in the back way?
I pulled in the back way and then pulled out the same way.
I'm telling everybody it's Tsunami. I'm calling my guy right now. I'm telling him DZ stole the vacuum.
It wasn't Tsunami. It wasn't Tsunami.
Oh, even worse.
No, but it was.
No, I'm kidding.
You know, I was at a Tsunami take scrubber wash dub.
Look, let's just not incriminate you any farther, DZ, because I have done this a long time ago and I have guilt about this.
No, okay, so.
Let's talk.
We're taking my wife's car. We needed to do the brakes, do the oil, you know, figure out why it was so loud, just get things checked out. Multi-point inspection. Whatever. So we took it over to Montez Auto Repair.
Whatever.
Right?
See, now I'm mad again because I'm thinking about this is why the vacuums don't work. Now I'm mad again. Now I'm getting mad again.
So hear me out. We're going, you know, I'm on the way. It's one of my first experiences driving just because we got to drive both cars, right?
Since
we got
your knee surgery.
Drop one off and we got to, you know, tail with the other one so we can get in and leave it. Whatever. On the way, wife calls me and goes, I do not want to drop the car off with all the crumbs that the boys have had in the car.
So funny how we clean before we give it to somebody. Like, it's so funny, but I get it.
We'll get in it dirty, but we don't want nobody.
As if they don't know you have two babies.
They could tell.
They
trust
don't
me.
Care, yeah. And they have their own kids.
But I'm like, okay, great, great. Mm-hmm. Mind you, we were already on the way to drop the car off at Montez or whatever, so I'm going, whew, we don't have time for this, but okay, I understand. I would feel the same way. I pull up, and first, I try to go into the gas station, right, to just do the quick vacuum and go, dang, I don't really see a vacuum. When I find it, somebody's using it. So I go, well, I'm not going to sit here
and wait
when there's a car wash right here with free vacuums. Mm-hmm. Do I got time to get a little car wash real quick, a little $5, $10 something? No, I didn't. I was already running late, had already told Buddy, I was like, hey, man.
Oh, stop trying to justify your actions and spit it out.
So I pulled in.
Thank you.
After doing a loop at the gas station, trying to wait for the guy to finish up with the vacuum, I said, screw it, G. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to pull in. Yeah. I vacuumed up. I ended up taking longer than I thought. I vacuumed for like a good almost 10 minutes.
Oh, God.
And then looked
at
the clock.
This is why they never work.
And went, oops, I got to go.
Unbelievable.
I got to go. So
I'm
I hit
such
it.
A jerk.
I turned
Even
around.
Though I've done it.
And I skirted off. I didn't pay for a car wash. It was empty. Nobody was even there. I thought it was closed for a second. Except for the workers that I saw walking around, you know?
Whoever texted in, absolutely not the jerk. We haven't even finished yet. You got a lot of nerve.
So that now we're finished. I need to know, am I the jerk for using the free vacuums at the car wash and then dipping off, no pay
this
for
is why
no?
They never work.
Really?
Yes.
It's not my fault.
Yes, it is.
No, people know they don't work because people don't care about what they vacuum up.
I know it's not what should you do, but why didn't you just vacuum it at home? Like, that's what I do now. I take my cordless out there and I just do it at home.
Oh, yeah, no time for that. And I'm sorry.
No time for that. And okay.
There was bigger pieces than the cord. There was bigger pieces than the cordless was going to get. It needed the big boy vacuum.
All right, 414-533-1037. So DZ needed to clean out the car before they took it to get work done.
Absolutely necessary.
No, that was so important. Thank God you pulled in and stole the vacuums. Thank God. Is he the jerk for stealing the free vacuums? Because they're not free. You should pay for them.
They're technically
but
not
people
free.
Treat them like they're free.
They're free for paying customers except for the fact that I wasn't a paying
customer. I understand why car washes have somebody standing there when they don't need to, because you got to regulate the people trying to whip in and steal it all.
I mean...
Oh, God.
I mean... You know what? I don't even got nothing to say. I'm not trying
to fix
this.
Because I
want to
call
further.
You a jerk, but I've done it like years ago. That's what. Now I get mad when the vacuums don't work and I blame people like us. So now I'm more irritated.
Am I doing it every day, every week?
It doesn't matter. You're part of the problem.
I only did it once.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. Is DZ the jerk for using the vacuums and not buying a car wash?
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, look who landed in the hot seat today. If it isn't DZ himself.
It's a little warm.
Yeah, it is. He wants to know if he's the jerk for pulling in and using the vacuums and not buying a car wash. And you all know what I'm talking about.
It was just a quick vacuum, man. I didn't
Stop
need a car wash.
Stop trying to justify your actions and go to Ashley in Tulsa right now. Please. Hi, Ashley.
Morning.
Please.
Good morning.
Please. Trying to be more polite than he was.
hey, not the jab.
Is he the jerk for using the vacuums and not buying a car wash, Ashley?
You know, I'm going to say not the jerk.
My dog.
And here's how you remedy it.
Oh.
Next time, you get a car wash and you don't use the vacuums.
Oh.
It all just balances out.
Oh, I got to even it out by not vacuuming. So then how am I going to get the inside of my car clean? Huh.
Well, then you just got to go when your car's already clean.
now that makes no sense whatsoever, but okay, Ashley.
What she's saying is now that it's freshly vacuumed, I got to go back and get a car wash and not vacuum it.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yep, balance out the karma.
She's basically saying you have to go pay for it, is what she's saying.
You know, and pay it forward to myself.
So he is a jerk then, because Ashley, he didn't do that, and you're saying the way to remedy it, well, he didn't do that.
Right.
So that makes him a jerk, so Ashley. I hate to break it to you.
If I don't do that to you, I'd be a jerk. No lie.
Well, no, I don't think it is your
fault. Look at you backtracking.
If you're feeling guilty about it, then you got to remedy it.
He doesn't. Give me a break.
If he's asking for us to justify it, then he's feeling guilty about
correct.
It.
Correct.
Oh. So he's got to go make it right.
Okay. Well, anywho, Ashley, the phone's breaking up. We can't hear you all that great.
Oh, look at the time.
Bye, Ashley. We
appreciate
you.
All of a sudden,
we
care about time on this show. Gotta go.
My bad. We're running late.
Speaking of, go to Crystal in Milwaukee. Hi, Crystal.
Good morning. She's laughing.
Are you going to justify DZ's actions and say he's not a jerk for using the vacuum and not buying the car wash?
Don't call me a backdoor jerk like Ashley.
Sorry, my bad.
Me a backdoor jerk like Ashley.
Keep it real.
Okay, so if he's a jerk, then I'm a little jerk because, in his defense and in my defense, I do the same thing.
This is a moral dilemma. We're all stealing. I'm not saying I haven't done it, too. We're all stealing, you guys. We need to get real with ourselves. Yeah, you go start a business.
I'm letting you plead.
I got triggered. Sorry. I'm sorry,
okay,
Crystal. Go on.
Tell me if I'm less of a jerk. So I have two vehicles. I'm poor. They're old vehicles. I'm not rich. I have the reoccurring where they take the payments out. So I deserve to be able to vacuum mine for that one. But under my other vehicle, I don't have that. So that one, I go and get it vacuumed, and I don't get it washed. So am I okay, or am I just as bad as
Wait,
DZ?
Wait, I'm sorry. You do the same thing DZ does, and you're asking if you're okay?
She only really does it for the one car, and then...
Wait, this sounds crazy. Crystal, this is justified
as much as I am.
I only do it for one, not two, so am I cool? No!
Girl, we both a jerk.
Oh, my God!
Okay,
she tried to come in and said, I'm not the jerk if you're not the jerk.
I'm not
going to
lie.
There we go.
I did it years ago.
My jerkness.
I did it years ago, but now I support Tsunami Car Wash. Go get one. TsunamiCarWash.com.
Oh, now with a badge. Oh, now with a...
Now that I'm getting paid.
Car wash police over here.
Look, aluminum foil.
See what happens when you get me to endorse your car wash? I fight for you.
Dang, bro. I thought I had you on my side,
Everything is too high.
I'm not paying my bills.
Somewhere.
Hey, at least I got you, Crystal. I appreciate you.
No, seriously, Crystal.
Yes, we're jerks together.
You're hysterical, and you're not a jerk, honestly. She says not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Yeah.
Not the jerk.
All right.
Not
okay,
the jerk.
Sounds good.
Appreciate you. Have a good day.
Love you, Crystal.
You too. Love you. Bye.
She was funny.
She was good.
She was great.
Came in laughing.
Well, is Tiffany in Milwaukee going to go any different than is DZ the jerk for using the vacuums and not buying the car wash? Hi, Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Hi.
You have a great name, Tiffany.
Oh, here we go. Don't try to butter her up.
No, it's a good name.
Unbelievable.
All Tiffany's I've ever met are always nice and always call me not the jerk.
Tiffany,
always.
We have a guide every day. Obviously, we plan our show out. We know what's happening. And DZ had the nerve to write, am I the jerk? DZ used the free vacuum and didn't buy the car wash. He put free. It wasn't free, DZ.
It is a free
Take
vacuum.
It out. It's not free.
It's free when you buy a car wash.
Exactly. Go on, Tiffany. Now that I've said my case.
Okay, so I like to think I'm a pretty mindful and like polite person.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that I think you're not the jerk? Where does it say you can use the vacuum when you buy a car wash? I always
everywhere.
Assume free. No, Scrub-a-Dub. I go to Scrub-a-Dub.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't have a sign.
Well, they're going to pull one up now that they hear you on the air. They're going to be like,
I like to think that that's what they use kind of almost maybe as like a means to like bring their more business in. Like, oh, we offer vacuum. And you know how many times I go and get a car wash and don't vacuum or the person in front of me doesn't vacuum?
Well, then they might be a member, and they might be pulling through every day and not vacuuming.
That is true.
Just keeping that in mind.
If I was a member.
They could give somebody a voucher, like, oh, you just got your car washed. Here's a voucher for the vacuum. I think they know people are going to come to use their vacuums.
That's true. And, I agree.
And also for car washes, and I buy air fresheners, and I, yes.
Hold on. Somebody texted in and said, jerk, he's the problem. He even said there were too big of pieces for him to use his home vacuum, so he breaks the free one.
Okay.
Steve in Twin Lakes texted that in.
All right, Steve, you listen a little too hard. Okay, Steve, you listen to a little bit too much detail, Steve.
Somebody said you're not the jerk because it's no different than going to a gas station to fill your tires and not buying gas. You could have that argument where you say, well, I frequent, let's say, Quick Trip, so I don't
free
feel
air.
Bad when I use the air because I'll buy gas there.
I've gone to Quick Trip, not gotten gas, and only put air in my tires.
Mm-hmm.
No lie. Yeah. Air should be free.
Yeah.
What's the difference between reverse air?
You are good. You can sleep good tonight. Don't worry.
You know what? Thank you.
I'm like,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Actually, you can. This is not that serious.
Say
but,
less.
But,
say less.
But is it stealing? Probably.
A little bit.
Yeah.
No,
all right.
It's not.
Okay, Tiffany. Okay.
We appreciate you, Tiffany.
Bye, guys.
We
Bye.
Love you back. Bye. All right. Can I be real?
Yeah, because we're getting the texts like crazy.
I felt genuinely bad.
Why?
I did. I felt bad because I was like, man, it was such a pinch. I know it's a business. And I know it's a corporation,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, that's the thing.
Weird.
People are writing in about corporations and businesses. And I'm like, listen, every business, guess who? Those corporations also hire people in our community. So you can be mad at all the people, but they're all, I cannot get in these fights with you guys over small and big and all this
no.
and how the world runs. I'm not fighting that fight today.
It's the concept of morality.
Yeah,
though.
That's
and
right.
And whether it's a big or a small business, I morally felt wrong for having popped in. Vacuum, done what I need to do.
Because your moral compass is on point.
And then dipped. I was like, oh,
that's
dang.
Why I'm saying actually not the jerk in the end because you felt bad and you thought about it.
So then the next day when we went to go pick up our car
yeah.
after it was repaired,
yeah.
I stopped back again
Yeah. And, did you use the vacuum again?
And well, just real quick. And then I went through the car wash and got the most expensive car wash.
Nice.
Just because it made me feel better. Mm-hmm. Psychologically, I was like, yeah, now I got a $40 car wash. I could use the vacuums here free all the time.
Yeah, well, there is a reason, too, when you pull in that you're supposed to go through the car wash. Like, if you go to the vacuums, you went the back way and you did not go in correctly. You went backwards. So I admit it, everyone. We can all go in and we can drive in and steal these vacuums and come on the air with our moral dilemma and argue it. But at the end of the day, you're going in the exit. You're stealing the vacuums, people. I hate to break it to you. I don't know what else to tell you.
I do that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Whether I agree or not.
I always vacuum first. I always vacuum first.
You do?
Then I go through the car wash.
No kidding. Oh, I'm regardless. The opposite.
Nope, I have to vacuum first. It does not make sense to me to do it afterwards. Maybe tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. We'll discuss. All right, DZ, you're not the jerk. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jesus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.